Tim, you write that John felt he was competing with Paul as a solo artist. Did Paul feel the same way towards John, that he was competing with him as well?
You know, kind of the engine of the Beatles was their songwriting competition. Their engineer, Jeff Emerick, once called it, where they were constantly trying to one-up each other. I don't know if, you know, Paul's on the record is specifically trying to compete with John, but you got to figure they were. They were keeping an eye on what the other was doing. John certainly was, as I document in the book, keeping an eye on what Paul was doing. He had both of his albums from that era.
I think the final interview that John Lennon gave hours before being shot was with RKO Radio, and he was asked about his relationship with Paul, and did he give a warm, positive feeling in the interview?
From that day, I remember him. I don't know if he was actually in the interview. He could be a little snipey in some of his interviews, particularly the Playboy interview, where he said, yeah, I told Paul he used to come around with a guitar, and I told him, not today, because I'm busy with the baby. It's not like we're teenagers anymore. But the RKO guy later reflected that they gave John a limo ride down to the studio that night, because John's car hadn't shown up. And in the car, John said, you know, yeah, do we argue? Yes, but, you know, we're like brothers, referring to Paul. You know, we families fight, but in the end, we're always there for each other, and I love him. I'd do anything for him, and I think he would do the same for me. So, you know, that was a very touching thing to hear.
Very early on, John and the guys were inspired by Buddy Holly, but John had a reason beyond music to like Buddy Holly. And what was that?
Well, he had a few reasons. One, a big one, I think, was that Buddy Holly wore glasses. And if you see some of the pictures of John, not on stage, but in the recording studio, he's got glasses. And one of a pair of them looks exactly like the pair Buddy Holly used to wear. Of course, if you watch Beatles Anthology, Paul McCartney talks about how the Holly influence was that you could write songs. You know, prior to that, most singers recorded material that was written for them by outside writers. But Holly was a self-contained unit, you know, unlike some of the other people of that time. And that was really an inspiration to them.
As adored as the Beatles were and still are, I'd love you to share the Jerry Lee Lewis story where John becomes a fanboy of the killer, Jerry Lee.
He went to see Jerry Lee Lewis in L.A. I believe it was in October of 1973, right at the beginning of his so-called lost weekend, which wasn't exactly lost, but he was very productive actually during that time. But he goes backstage to see Jerry Lewis, and he gets down on his hands and knees and kisses his shoes. Such was his admiration for the killer. And his friend Elliot Mintz was there at the show. He said John was looking down at the stage. They were in the balcony looking down at Jerry Lee, and John was like, he described him as like a little kid at Christmas morning, like just looking at Jerry Lee as like a gift, you know. But while he's kissing his feet, Jerry Lee said, "Son, there ain't no need for that. You don't need to do that."
I want to go back to the '60s here for a minute. James Taylor. Local guy here in New England. James Taylor claims that he was a bad influence on the Beatles. I hadn't heard that. How so?
Yeah, that article came out, I think it was earlier this year, where he said that he thought he was a bad influence because he had given John opiates. Taylor was recording for Apple. We was at Trident Studios in London, where the Beatles were sort of moonlighting from Abbey Road at that time. They recorded Hey Jude and some other songs on the White Album at Trident. And Taylor was there at the same time recording. And he said, yeah, that he'd given John opiates, and that in that way he was a bad influence. And, you know, I think it's well documented. John got involved with in heroin around that time, and probably strung out during the Get Back sessions of January 1969, which didn't do much for the atmosphere or the, you know, the work ethic, you might say, where they're trying to get songs written and performed. And, you know, they would ask John his opinion, and he just would not generally not offer much of an opinion on anything. So it didn't help their productivity, put it that way.